The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 15, 1975 in San Francisco.
One who has got unflinching faith in God and similar faith in Guru, Jasodevi, what is the sound? Deve means Bhagavan. Devaya tasmai nama. Jangvarmha varunanda ruddhasthunanti vidibvai stavai vedai shanga padakrama upanishadai gayanti yang samaga dhyanavasthita tadgatena manusha pasyanti yang yogina devaya tasmai nama. Deva means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised by the Vedic mantra. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the demigods, they are offering their prayers. The Shambhed is singing in glorification of the Supreme Lord. The yogis, they are always seeing the Supreme Lord within the heart, core of heart. So, that is Deva. Devaya tasmai nama. So, dasya devi parabhakti. Jatha devi tatha guru. Anyone who has got unflinching faith in God, God means Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan sam. So, anyone who has got unflinching faith in God and similar faith in Guru, then the Vedic purpose becomes revealed to him. Jasya devi parabhakti jatha devi tatha guru tasya ete kathita hi arthya. The Vedic mantras and their artha becomes revealed. This is the process. So, these students, European, American students, they are offering respect to their spiritual master. Outsiders may think that the spiritual master is very puffed up and he is sitting and taking respect from the disciple. But the fact is that they are to be taught like that, how to offer respect to the spiritual master. This is our Vedic process. Any sect or Vedic sect, the principle is Adu Gurbhasram. The first principle is to accept Guru. Unless there is Guru, how it can be executed? Jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi tatha guru. This is Vedic injunction. Other Vedic injunctions are like the same. Kathopanishad, it says, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet. If you want to learn that transcendental science, then your first business is to go to a guru. Guru, as God is one, guru is also one. There cannot be different gurus. Nowadays it has become a fashion that I have got my own guru, you have got your own guru. No. Guru means the representative of God. As God is one, similarly guru is also one. There cannot be different gurus. Because God is one, how there can be different gurus? The principle of guru is one. Stop. The original guru is Krishna. Janga Brahma Varunanda Ruddha Stunanti Dibhaistavai. Original Guru, unto whom? Brahma, Janga Brahma Varuna Indra, all the demigods offering their prayers. Within this universe, Brahma is considered to be the foremost living being, but he also offering respect to Krishna. Shiva Vrinchi Nutam. Lord Shiva is also offering respect to Krishna. That is Vedic process. So Krishna is the original God, original Guru. Therefore Krishna comes to teach these fallen souls. Jada jadahi dharmasat glani bhavati Bharata, tadātmānam sujāma. As guru's business is to protect the subordinate disciples from fall down. This time I am traveling all over the world thrice in a year. My duty is to see that my disciples who have accepted me, guru, they may not fall down. That is my anxiety. So similarly, Krishna, being the original guru, he is also very anxious that my sons, we are all sons of Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna, mamai vāṃsa jīva-bhūta, sarva-jonīṣu kaunteya sambhavanti mūrtayaja, Tāsāṁ mahajjani brahma aham bīja padapita. Krishna is not Indian or Hindu. Krishna is everything. Everyone is Krishna's sons in any form. Sarvajonishu. Joni means species. There are 8,400,000 species. So all of them are living entities, and they are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is very much anxious to see his sons become very happy. Just like father wants to see his son very happy. So Krishna has admitted that he is Bijapada Pita, he is the Supreme Father. I think in Christianity also, God is accepted as Supreme Father. So actually, that is the fact. God is the Supreme Father. So as the Father wants to see his sons very happy, similarly, Krishna wants to see all of us very happy. That is Krishna. But we are persistently avoiding Krishna and suffering. This is our business. Therefore Krishna said, jada jada hi dhanva saklani bhavati bharata abhutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijama. This just coming here from Philadelphia, we are talking with the aeroplane crews, the captain, the pilot, they are very patiently hearing us. The question was, very intelligent question the pilot made, that if everything is created by God, yes, that is a fact. Janmadasya jataha. The Vedanta Sutra says, everything is emanated from God. Without a thing being present in God, there cannot be any existence of anything. That's a fact. Ishavasam idam sarvam. So his question was, then what is this evil? The evil is also God's creation. So I explain like this, that for God there is no good or evil. Everything is good. So I gave him this example that good or piety, that is God's frontage. And evil means God's backside. So taking this example, the chest or the back of my body, they're equal. It is not that when there is some pain on the backside, I don't care for it. I simply take care of when there is pain in the chest. No. Although it is backside, it is as important as the front side. Then, evil and good is also of the same importance? No. Evil, that I gave the example, that for God there is nothing evil. I gave another example. Just like the sun, there is no darkness anywhere. Our sun's body, there is no darkness. But for us, there is light and darkness. Just like if you keep the sun backside, you will find darkness, a very long darkness, your side. And if you keep yourself in front, sun, there is no darkness. So it is my business, I create darkness. As soon as I change my position, instead of remaining in front of God, I keep God backside, then there is darkness. Otherwise there is no question of darkness. But in the sun as it is, there is no such darkness. Therefore God is all good. And for us, when we forget God, there is evil. And when we are in God consciousness always, everything good. Is that example all right? So God is all good. There is no good or evil. Apapa vidyam, in the Ishopadishad you will find description. Apapa vidyam. Whatever God does, that is all good. But if we imitate God, then it is evil. That is the disease of material disease. The another question was, the pilot was very intelligent man. How one can become peaceful? So I gave him the reply from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bhoktaram Jagdabasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatya Mam Shantinichati. Your name is Shantira? So, three things if we understand. That everything belongs to God. Sarvaloka Maheswaram. He is the proprietor. And then, because he is the proprietor, therefore he is the enjoyer. Just like in a big establishment or a big family, will be the enjoyer, the proprietor. So that is natural. If God is proprietor, then God is the supreme enjoyer. That is stated that Bhoktaram Jagdukabasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Sridam Sarvabhutana Gyata Mam Shanti Nichadi. If you learn these three things, that God is the proprietor, God is the enjoyer, and He is the real friend. Actually, He is the real friend. And our godlessness means we are claiming that we are proprietor. This is my land. I am America. America is I, mine. Or India is mine. Or anything. Actually, the proprietor is God. But we are falsely claiming that it is my property or our property. Therefore, there is no shanti. Try to understand. Actually, God is proprietor, but we, out of our foolishness, we are claiming our property or my property. Therefore, there is no shanti. Similarly, God is the supreme enjoyer of everything. Jagda tapasam, by performing yoga, by executing tapasya, one is elevated. Get some profit, material body, material profit. If you perform yoga, then you can go to the heavenly planet. Similarly, if you perform austerity, then you can be promoted to spiritual life. So, but what will do by spiritual life? By spiritual life mean, if you become servant of God, then you will live. You will have peace. But if you want to become yourself God or master, then you will feel inconvenience. That is not the fact. Bhoktaram jagadavasam sarvalokumam suigam sarvabhutanam. And God is the friend of everyone. Why not? He claims that everyone, every living entity, never mind in which form he is existing, he is my son. So is not the father the best friend of the son? But no, we are claiming, I shall become your friend. I shall become your leader. I shall lead you to prosperity. No. That is false. The political leaders are the so-called religious leaders, or other many leaders there are. They are taking the position of God. I shall become your friend. I shall lead you so that you will become happy. That is wrong. You cannot become friend. How many people or how many men you can become friend? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 thousand, 10 thousand, million. But there are unlimited, asankha, jiva-bhava, sava-sa, asankhyata. You cannot count how many. Suppose you can become friend of your children at home, or your friend's wife, sons and others. But how we can become friends, the elephants in the African jungle? You cannot become. But you see, there are hundreds and thousands of elephants in the jungle of Africa. They are eating, sleeping very nicely. Who is supplying their necessities? God is supplying. You will find in your room, in a hall, Thousands of ants are coming out. Are you giving them food? Who is supplying food? Therefore, God is actually the friend of everybody. That is a fact. But we, rascals, we are claiming, I shall be your friend, I shall be your leader. Therefore, the leader, so-called leader, is not in peace. How it can be? All leaders are trying to keep his position somehow or other. And that is very difficult job. No peace. That is not possible. You know, your president, Mr. Nixon, wanted to keep himself in the position. How much restless he was. These are to be studied. That don't claim yourself as friend of somebody or the people or the nation. No. Teach them that God is your friend. I am God's servant. I am bringing this message to you. And I can teach you how God can become your friend and you derive friendship result from God. That is Guru. A Guru does not say, I am God. That is not Guru. Guru will never say. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's prayer says, Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri Ruptas Tathabhav Bata Eva Sadhvi Kintu Prabhurja Priya Eva Tasya. A Guru is worshipped just like my disciples, they are offering respect exactly like God. That is their duty. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri. All the Shastra recommend the Guru should be respected as good as God. But that does not mean Guru is foolishly thinking I am God. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri Rukta. Rukta means said. It is recommended. Tatha Bhavata Eva Sadhvi. Those who are exalted, advanced, they accept this truth that Guru should be respected as good as God. But why he is respected as such? Because Kintu Prabhuja Priya Eva Tasya. Because he is very, very dear to God. The Guru will never think that my disciples are worshipping me exactly like God, therefore I have become God. He is not Guru. He is Rasika. Guru is always in the position of servant. And because he is the most confidential servant of Krishna, therefore he is to be respected as good as Krishna. Because in our present position, we cannot see Krishna. But Krishna's sense is representative. Therefore, he is respected as Krishna. Now, how one can become Guru and representative of Krishna? Everyone will say, I am representative of Guru, of Krishna. I am Guru. No. That is enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Adhyay Guru Hoya Taro Eidesh. He just became Guru on my order. So Guru means who is carrying out the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not a self-made Guru. Guru means the most confidential servant of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same thing. He is Guru. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering everyone, especially those who are born in India. He says especially, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. Anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharatvarshamane, formerly Bharatvarsham is the whole planet, now it has come to India, never mind. So, anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharatvarsham, let him make his life successful and karo paropakar and go outside India and do good to others. Paropakar. This is India's business. India's business is to distribute the spiritual knowledge all over the world because they are in darkness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Bharat phumite manusya janma hailo ja, janma sarthak kari. First of all, you become successful because in India you'll find Vedas, Upanishads, Raman, Mahabharat, Puranas, and Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So many other things, all Vedic literature. So, if Indians, those who are actually prestigious, they should learn from Guru all these literatures, make his life successful, then go outside and preach. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then if anyone says that I have no knowledge, I have no education, how I can learn all these books and become make my life perfect, and then I preach. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you haven't got to learn so many books. He says, Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Taro Ides. You just become Guru on my order. Then what is your order, sir? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is Guru. You haven't got to learn very much. You simply repeat like parrot what Krishna has said. That's all. Is it very difficult? Krishna has said everything in the Bhagavad Gita. You learn Bhagavad Gita and you repeat that. You become Guru. This is Guru. So, sometimes people give me very much credit that I have done wonderful throughout the whole world. But I do not know that I am a wonderful man. But I know one thing, that I am speaking what Krishna has spoken. That's all. I am not making any addition or alteration. Therefore, I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. This credit I can check. But I don't make any nonsense addition or alteration. And I see practically it has become successful. I am not bribed so many Europeans, Americans. I am poor Indian. I came to America with 40 rupees with me. Now I possess 40 crores. So, there is no magic. You can go. That's why you are sleeping. So this is a secret, that if you want to become Guru, honestly, if you want to cheat, that is another. There are so many cheaters. People also want to be cheated. As soon as we say that if you want to become my disciple, you'll have to give up four things. No illicit sex, no intoxication, after drinking tea and smoking cigarette. No meat eating and no gambling. And they criticize me, Swamiji is very conservative. And if I say that you can do all nonsense, whatever you like, you simply take this mantra and give me $125. This they will like. Because in America, $125 is nothing. Any man can pay any widget. So I would have collected millions of dollars if I would have cheated like that. But I do not like that. I want one student who follows my instructions. I don't want millions. Ekaschanda stama hanti nachatara sahasra. If there is one moon in the sky that is sufficient for illumination, there is no need of millions of stars. So, my position is that I want to see that at least one disciple has become pure devotee. Of course, I have got many sincere and pure devotees. That is my good luck. But I would have been satisfied if I could find out one only. There is no need of so-called millions of stars. So therefore, the process is there and it is very simple. And if we understand all instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, and then you study Srimad Bhagavatam, or if you don't study, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given very simple method. That is also recommended in the Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gatilam. If we want to study Vedic literature, that is very good. That is sound footing. So we have already got 50 books. You study, become very great scholar in philosophy, in religion, in sociology. Everything is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Politics also. And you become perfect man with full knowledge. And if you think that you have no time, you are not so good scholar, you cannot read all these books, chant Hare Krishna. Either way, you will become perfect. Either both or at least one. If you cannot read books, chant Hare Krishna will be perfect. And if you read books or chant Hare Krishna, that is very good. But there is no loss. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but you cannot read books, there is no harm. There is no loss. That chanting is sufficient. But if you read, then you will be able to defend yourself from the opposing parties. That will help you preaching war. Because in the preaching war, you have to answer so many questions, you have to meet so many opposing elements. So, if you are strong in your position by reading books, Vedic literature, then you become very, very favorite to Krishna. Krishna says, Nachatasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyachitta. Jayavang puramam guhyam madbhaktesu abhidhasa. Anyone who preaches this confidence and knowledge, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja, if he is ably fit to preach this message to the world, then immediately he becomes very, very much recognized by the Supreme Lord. Nasatasmat manasis. Paschit me priya kittam. Krishna says, so I am specially requesting those who are Indians and those who have now learned Bhagavad Gita, they should preach this message all over the world. There is good potency that we have already tested, but don't make adulterers. Then it will spoil. You speak Bhagavad Gita as it is, and it will be effective. Why it will not be effective? Because the Lord's word and the Lord Himself, absolute, there is no difference. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatyat Namanam Abhinnatyat. The Lord's name and the Lord, they are not different. Absolute. That is a Lord's potency. Achinta Shakti. He can present Himself by His name, by His fame, by His form, by His qualities, by His paraphernalia, anything in connection with Krishna is Krishna. Anything. That is absolute. Krishna is never different from His name. Krishna is never different from His form. We are worshipping the form of the Lord. That is Lord Himself. Don't think it is different from Lord. No. We are not wasting time by worshipping some statue. No. It is therefore forbidden in the Shastra. Arche Vishnu Shiladhi Gurusu Naramati Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi. These are forbidden. So, we are, of course, opening so many branches all over the world, and I am very pleased to see this branch. Yeah, there is wonderful perspective, utilize it properly, and stick to the principle that Amar Ajnai Guru Haiya, Taro Yayves. The Ajna of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ajna of Krishna is not divine, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Himself, and when He appeared as Krishna, people misunderstood Him. Therefore, He has come as a devotee to teach us how to love Krishna. So therefore, if we go through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura, and then he chants Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. So rest assured, the full perfection is awaiting. Thank you very much.